fucking video game.
Wow, you're really good at this.
Well, I have an extremely low center of gravity. I'm like a pyramid.
They lean from left to right.
How are you doing over there?
Oh, I hope it's just a sprain. I cannot walk into that ER with another video game injury.
Hey, Sheldon, you want to play next?
Oh, I would, but I'm on my way out.
Where?
Texas.
Right now? Why?
Someone sick?
Yes, my sister's uterus came down with a baby.
Oh, she's pregnant? That's great. You're gonna be an uncle. Uncle Sheldon.
But no, I will be Uncle Dr. Cooper.
How come you never said she was pregnant?
I never told you about my brother's kidney stone. You want to hear about everything that comes out of my family's genitals?
Well, congrats. And it's nice you're going to be there for your sister.
Yes. I'm filling in for her husband, who's recovering from a horrible motorcycle accident. Lucky duck.
Wow. So how long will you be gone?
Well, she's due tomorrow. Although it did take her 6 years to finish high school, so who knows?
Can I give you a ride to the airport?
Oh, no, thank you. I don't want to be an inconvenience. Chop, chop, Leonard. We leave in 10 minutes.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with the Big Bang.
The Big Bang Theory.
All right, here's the deal. Sheldon is gone, so the tree decorating rules are out the window.
Yeah, which means we don't have to use his ridiculous ornament spacing template.
And I'm happy to report its Kickstarter campaign is holding strong at $0.
Wait, so Star Wars and Star Trek characters can go in the same branch?
I know, it's crazy. Welcome to the Thunderdome, people!
I've never done this before. It's kind of fun.
If your mom could see her little bar mitzvah boy right now, she'd have a heart attack.
Good idea. I'll take a picture.
Penny to Leonard.
Penny, I'm a little strapped for cash this year, so for Christmas, I was thinking of giving you this.
I love it. Okay. Mm-hmm. But it is what you got me last year. And last night. Hello.
Hi.
Oh, good. I'm glad you guys didn't wait for me to start. Although you said 7, and it's 7. That's fine.
Oh, it's probably Sheldon. Hi, Sheldon. Everybody's here. Say hi.
Hi.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Howdy. Hi.
Hello.
The second I go out of town, you throw a Christmas party without me?
Yeah, kinda.
That's so thoughtful. You guys are the best.
Hey, how's your sister?
She went into labor an hour ago.
That's wonderful. So you're at the hospital?
No, she chose to have a home birth because she wants to live in the Stone Age and a cave wasn't available.
You know, many people believe that home births are better because the mother is in a warm, comfortable environment where she can be nurtured by loved ones.
And turn the bedroom floor into an amniotic slip and slide.
Shelly, come on! Your sister's fully dilated, and she wants a nice family picture before there's blood everywhere!
Oh, boy. I picked the wrong day to wear my good robot t-shirt.
If you were having Sheldon's baby, would you really want him in the room?
Yeah, if he's in the room when they're making the baby, I'll give you $10.
I brought over It's a Wonderful Life if you guys want to watch it later.
Oh, I love that movie.
Well, I've never seen it.
Me neither.
It's great. It's Christmas time and Jimmy Stewart's really depressed and he's going to jump off a bridge and kill himself.
Don't need to see it, living it.
But then he gets to see what the world would be like if he'd never been born.
Hey, you ever imagine what that would be like, not being born?
What do you think? What do you think? What do you think?
You make jokes about Sheldon, but if it weren't for him, I don't think any of us would be sitting in this room right now.
Really? Sheldon not being here is the main reason I'm in this room.
It's true. None of you would know me. You wouldn't know Bernadette. You wouldn't be dating Penny.
Well, then you don't know that. I've been going to the Cheesecake Factory for years. I could have picked her up.
Oh, you weren't joking.
No.
Okay, sweetie, let me tell you exactly how that would have gone down.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna ask her out.
I'm gonna squirt chocolate milk out of my nipples. Sorry, I thought we were saying things that are never gonna happen.
Hey, maybe this time he's going to do it.
Hope you're thirsty. Here it comes.
Watch me.
Hey, you guys ready to order or you need a few minutes? A few minutes it is.
You didn't ask her out, but that was a lot of sounds.
You guys are making me nervous.
Fine, then go talk to her on your own.
I will.
Leonard gets up and tentatively approaches Penny.
Excuse me.
Yeah?
Hi, I'm Leonard.
Really? You don't sound so sure.
No, I am he. Anyway, there's been something I've wanted to ask you for a long time.
What's that?
Well, I was wondering, if you're not too busy, if you'd be interested in telling me where the restroom is?
Staring at his pants.
I think you're too late.
Come on, I would not have peed my pants.
She nailed
Sounds
it.
About right.
You forget, I did ask you out in real life.
Which couldn't have happened if you didn't live across the hall from her, which couldn't have happened without Sheldon. Same goes with you guys. If Leonard wasn't with Penny, she never would have set you up.
Doesn't matter. Bernadette still would have been working at the Cheesecake Factory, and I still would have been working this Beefcake Factory. You would have been all over me.
Well. Hey, Penny, can I take that table?
Sure, why?
The one in the turtleneck is cute.
Open wide, here comes the happy train.
Chugga, chugga, yum, yum.
Hang on. Got a little something.
Never mind.
Oh, man, that is so us.
Howard looks deflated.
You know, maybe you and I wouldn't be together, but you wouldn't have done so great yourself.
Why?
Because I know exactly the kind of guy you would have ended up with.
Hey, babe.
Hey, did you remember to pay the rent?
Better. I used the money to buy these magic beans.
He may be an idiot, but at least he didn't pee himself.
Hold on.
Oh, babe, I peed myself.
Leonard smiles smugly at Penny.
The end.
Hi, Sheldon. Everything okay?
No, it's not. I've seen things. Lady things.
Listen to me. That is not the way they usually look.
Doesn't matter. This is no way to make new humans. People coming out of people. Some kind of dirty magic show.
Sheldon Lee Cooper, you get back in this room right now and bring a mop.
Did you hear that? A mop. I have 2 PhDs, yet somehow I'm the janitor of my sister's birth canal.
Hey. Sheldon sent us all an email. Happy holidays from Texas. And there's pictures. Oh, don't open them. Do not open them.
Oh, come on. Childbirth is a natural, beautiful... Oh, it's like someone sawed a cow in half. Oh.
My father's a gynecologist. I think I can handle it. And now I'm gay.
Without Sheldon, most of us would have never met, but Penny would still live across from him.
And with Leonard out of the picture, we all know what that would mean.
We do? Hey, Sheldon.
Hello.
Doing laundry?
Penny swings about in a flirtatious manner.
Of course I'm doing laundry. Saturday night is laundry night, and I'm in a laundry room, so I believe your inference is justified.
My inference is justified. Sheldon, you are so funny. Anyway, I need to do my laundry too because these clothes are so dirty. Almost as dirty as the dirty girl who's wearing them. Okay, that's enough.
Disagree.
Keep going.
So, what do you think?
A tad asymmetrical, but nothing to be concerned about.
Please, Sheldon, I need you.
To what?
To take me.
I'm not taking you anywhere till you put on a shirt.
Come on, Sheldon. You and me, right here.
Penny, for the 1,000th time, I'm saving myself for someone special. Yeah, perhaps a cute, bespectacled neuroscientist. With hair the color of mud.
I think I know how to change your mind.
That's enough.
I was okay with it.
Penny had been about to kiss Sheldon.
How's it going, Sheldon?
Actually, much better.
Oh, good. Is the baby born yet?
I don't know. I just got back.
Where'd you go?
My mother asked me to get some towels. I took advantage of the vague request and went to Bed Bath & Beyond. Excuse me, I'm on the phone! So rude.
Here's another one. Penny, if it weren't for Sheldon, you never would have met comic book legend Stan Lee.
Great.
Well, at least Leonard, Howard, and I would have always been friends.
Hey, how come you three never got an apartment together?
We talked about it, but Howard was in a pretty serious relationship with his mom.
I lived with her to save money.
Yeah, you didn't have to buy groceries because you were breastfeeding.
So I guess if it weren't for me, you'd still be living with her, huh?
Not exactly.
What do you mean, not exactly?
Well, things would be a little different. I know you're starving. The neighbors know you're starving. There's starving people in Africa who know you're starving!
That's it? There's not enough food!
Well, you cleaned out Earth! I don't know what else to do!
How is this any different?
You didn't let me finish. Here you go, Mother.
You're a good boy, Howard! Such a good boy!
Wait, did she die or did you kill her?
Tomato, tomato. The important thing is she's dead.
Hey, so how come you two didn't move in together?
This guy wanted a place of his own because he was sure he was going to be a ladies' man.
Yeah, I was wrong. But I do think you and I would have had a great time. Come on, Leonard. Dinner.
Coming.
Leonard's fattened out. He now has an enormous stomach and man boobs. He struggles out of a chair.
Hang on. Why would I be fat?
You'd have no girlfriend to see you naked. You'd try to fill the void with food. And I'm an enabler who once deep-fried a pancake.
Why can't you be fat, too? What do you want to do for dessert?
I think there's still half a cake from breakfast.
No, there's not.
Stuart comes through the front door, also fat.
Hey, guys!
Stuart!
What are you doing?
I just wanted to be in anyone's story.
Yeah, but why are you fat?
Leonard was fat.
Amy, what about you? What do you think you'd be doing if you never met Sheldon?
It's hard to say. My life would be so different.
You can say better. Sheldon can't hear you.
I don't know. Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to me. There's tears in the frosting.
Amy's alone, holding a cupcake with one candle in it.
Happy birthday to me.
Stuart's now in Amy's vision. Everyone's staring at Stuart.
I'll stop now.
How's it going, Sheldon?
That's it. The baby's here. It's a boy.
Oh, yes.
Oh, thank you. I wasn't sure I was going to make it. But my mother gave me some ice chips. My sister told me to breathe. And yeah, I just thought to myself, Sheldon, if you can make it through the Green Lantern movie, you can make it through this.
Well, good for you, buddy. We'll let you get back in there.
Oh, no, I'm not going back in there. That baby is so irritating. He has literally been crying his entire life.
Oh, he's already taking after Uncle Shelley.
Come on, Sheldon, you should go.
Why?
Well, you always complained that you never had an intelligent role model growing up, and now you can be one for your nephew.
Oh, all right, I'll go. But from what I've seen, his attention span is as limited as his bladder control.
You actually got him to do it.
Yeah, you keep saying how much Sheldon has affected all of us, but you've clearly had an impact on him.
If that were true, I wouldn't still be living alone. Well, not exactly alone. I do have a 50-pound sack of rice with one of Sheldon's T-shirts on it.
Penny frowns in confusion.
I'm telling you, Sheldon cares for you more than you think.
I wish I could believe you. I also wish there wasn't a mouse living in Rice Sheldon.
Hang on. I'm going to give you a little early Christmas present. I'm going to show you something, but if you ever told Sheldon, he'd probably never speak to me again. So if you want to tell him, that's fine. Look.
I don't understand.
He made you his screensaver.
Oh. Wow. I had no idea.
He is so into me!
Wait, where'd I go?
Oh, well, it's you, Swamp Thing, Stephen Hawking, Spider-Man. Hey, look, you're in the mix.
I am in the mix, and I'm the hottest one.
Man, who's that?
Oh, Madame Curie.
That's fine, she's dead.
Sheldon's walking up the stairs towards his apartment with Amy, who's staring lovingly at him. Sheldon stops and looks at her.
You okay?
Just really glad you're back.
Me too. I have a lot of TV to catch up on.
Reaching the next landing.
I missed you.
To quote Han Solo, I know.
The next set of stairs.
Did you miss me?
I would have preferred to have you there with me.
Oh.
Or instead of me.
Did you hold the baby?
I did.
And how did it make you feel?
Looking into the blank, innocent eyes of a creature that couldn't begin to comprehend anything I was saying. Basically, just another day at the office.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna ask her out.
Yeah, and chocolate milk is gonna squirt out of my nipples.
Put up or shut up. You make it, I'll drink it.
Raj and Leonard are both fat again.
You guys need anything else?
Your phone number and one more cheesecake.
I'm sorry, I have a boyfriend. In fact, there he is now.
Someone comes into the restaurant dressed in a black suit and wearing sunglasses. It's Stuart.
Ready to go, sweetheart?
That's when I get my kiss.
Proffering his arm to Penny, he looks back at Leonard, Howard and Raj with a smug expression as he leaves. Stuart comes too. He's alone in the Cheesecake Factory with a big slice of cake. Happy holidays from the Big Bang Theory.